Capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet.
Hi, this is Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. Today, we will be talking about the now three-week-old government shutdown, postal interest in national emergencies, recent activity on the Postal Regulatory Commission, a vote-by-mail initiative and legislation introduced last week, some congressional committee assignments that may impact postal stakeholders, and visits by Representatives Ann Kirkpatrick of Arizona and Jamie Raskin of Maryland. First, let's turn to the government shutdown. We are now in day 21. 400,000 federal employees have been locked out of their job for the past 3 weeks. In addition, another 400,000 have been forced to work without pay. This accounts for 25% of government operations. In addition, countless government contractors who support governmental operations, such as IT, janitorial, and security services, are without a job without compensation. The shutdowns directly impacts and undermines aircraft safety, air travel security, food safety, law enforcement, accessibility to national parks and monuments and museums, food assistance to impoverished American citizens, and economic support of family farmers, just to name a few services that are not being provided due to the shutdown or being provided on a compromised basis. But in addition to this, what the government shutdown impacts government operations is that the congressional budget process is hampered by the shutdown because 50% of OMB, that's the Office of Management and Budget Staff, is furloughed and the others are working without pay. Ordinarily, the White House budget for fiscal year 2020 would be submitted by the second week in February. However, due to the government shutdown, the staff does not exist to fully vet the numbers that the administration must provide to Congress by the budget deadlines. House Budget Committee Chair John Yarmuth of Kentucky indicated that come hell or high water, his committee will take up the congressional budget resolution by mid-April. On compounding this is an interesting date between Speaker Pelosi and President Trump, and that is the State of the Union address will be on Tuesday, January 29th. That address will be interesting indeed. As we all know, the primary cause of this crisis, or the government shutdown, is that the president refuses to sign a government funding bill without $5.7 billion to construct the wall he promised his political base during the 2016 presidential campaign. Now, the House over the past week has passed a series of appropriations bills in an attempt to reopen the government. Amongst those bills was the Financial Services and Government Operations Appropriation. That bill included a 1.9% pay raise to federal employees. I might add there's a separate piece of legislation that was passed in the U.S. Senate that would provide back pay to federal employees who were furloughed during the government shutdown. There is no compensation or recompensation for government contractors who were furloughed during that period of time. The Financial Services Appropriations Bill also includes mail for the blind and overseas ballots. That's reimbursement to the Postal Service, which accounts to $55.2 million. It also includes statutory language to maintain six-day delivery and prohibits the closing of small and rural post office. Now the president, because he is not getting his way with Congress, or particularly with the House of Representatives, he is seriously contemplating declaring a national emergency to bypass Congress and redirect disaster relief funds that have already been appropriated to pay for the wall. Now, postal employees should know a bit about national emergency, and this goes to postal history. In 1970, there was a wildcat strike in the Postal Department as a result of poor pay for postal employees. And that wildcat strike had immense impact on commercial and communications, and that impact was of national consequence. As a result, President Richard Nixon issued a proclamation, and that proclamation number was 3972, on March 23, 1970, declaring a national emergency, empowering him to deploy 24,000 members of the military to process U.S. mail. That's just something to remember, as postal employees did in fact confront regarding a national emergency back in 1970. Talking about crisis, we still only have 4 of 11 members to the Board of Governors. This week, the Senate returned to the President the nominations of Calvin Tucker, Ron Blum, and Ramon Martinez because it was unable to confirm them by the end of the congressional session. So we still do not have a working quorum. The Postal Regulatory Commission this week, quite busy. It issued a ruling, in fact, repudiating UPS efforts to dump an excessive amount of postal overhead costs on competitive products, such as small parcels. You should know this was a position embraced by President Trump in declaring that the Postal Service's financial woes are tied to the postage charged to Amazon. He claimed that Amazon was getting a sweetheart deal by the Postal Service, and as a result of that sweetheart deal, the Postal Service was losing billions of dollars. The minimum contribution that the Postal Service currently providing, or overhead cost that is assessed with regard to competitive products, is 5.5%. The USPS wanted that threshold to be raised to over 25%. The Postal Regulatory Commission settled on an incremental increase to 8.5%. The Postal Service at Amazon urged no minimum contribution. Additionally, the PRC, the Postal Service submitted to the PRC its tax returns for the previous year. And in the tax returns, it was reported that the Postal Service realized almost $6 billion in net profit for competitive products before taxes. And the Postal Service paid $1.4 billion in taxes. Interestingly, the Postal Service expenses attributable to overhead costs in that filing was 22.2%. Now let's turn to vote by mail. H.R. 1 was introduced by Representative John Sarbanes with 222 co-sponsors. Section 1621 of that act relates to vote by mail. It specifically talks about no excuse absentee ballots. The legislation also would require signature verification, and it provides timelines for mailed ballot collection and would establish the postmark as the basis for timely voting. The Postal Service would be reimbursed for providing free postage to convey the ballots on behalf of the states that are expanding absentee ballot utilization. Funds would be made available to states to assist them in tracking ballots through the mail. What I'd like to turn to now is a couple of committee shakeups, and that is that current committee members on the House Oversight and Reform Committee have been assigned new committee assignments. Whether or not they're going to get waivers to also stay on Oversight and Government Reform is yet to be decided. Those committee members are Jamie Raskin, who has been assigned to the Rules Committee, Bonnie Watson-Coleman, who's been assigned to the Appropriations Committee, and Brenda Lawrence, who's been assigned also to the Appropriations Committee. Raskin is from Maryland, Watson-Coleman is from New Jersey, and Brenda Lawrence is from Michigan. Now I'd like to sort of turn to some unfinished business from last week, and that was a visit spot with Representatives Kirkpatrick and Jamie Raskin.
The Postal Service is so important to so many people, especially in a rural America. You know, a lot of our veterans get their medications through the mail. So we've got to keep the Postal Service healthy and open and make sure we do everything we can to support it. It's important work.
Hey, it's Congressman Jamie Raskin, wishing a happy new year and a happy new Congress to all my postal friends out there. The Postal Service built the networks that make America go, and the new Democratic majority in the House is going to be standing strong by the post office and by the postal workers, and we look forward to working with you to make America stronger for real.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to NapsChat. So until next week.
I'm gonna stand right down and write myself a letter and make